Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth, the rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter of Mother Earth. Sharp New York wit, spiritual knowing, and a very dry sense of humor, Maria will dissect the news and lies to make it all palatable. Education is power. Maria delivers rapid-fire truth like no one else can. Here she is, the mouth that roars, the legendary Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Hell and High Water. As you know, I took Monday off because I actually spent time with my family. So there you have it. It was like a relief not even being plugged in. But here I am with Chuck Ocelli of Ocelli.com. And we're back with Hell and High Water. And tomorrow I have more news than you and I can stand. So good morning, Chuck.
Oh, good morning, Maria, I guess. more news than you can stand. Well, that's a rare day anymore, isn't it?
No, I mean, listen, I have to actually now, there's a whole segment of my show where I'm just doing headlines because there's just too much news. And I think it's all obfuscation. It's all distraction. And at the same time, we're heading towards World War III. The environment's crashing like nobody's business. Trump wants to increase our nuclear weapons tenfold. Today he's saying he didn't say it, like everything else he says and then says he didn't say it. And California's on fire. So it's like, holy crap, where does it end?
Well, you know, it almost makes me want to jump into that category of the idiots who turn around and say, you know, sometimes God or the gods are angry and they take out their wrath upon the people. You know, Katrina was supposed to be the backlash for people that weren't behaving properly in New Orleans. I don't know if you remember those wonderful religious figures who said stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it occurs to me.
Well, you know, after getting out of Facebook jail, I was in Facebook jail for 2 weeks. After I get out, I can't get Facebook to work today. Then when it finally came back, after calling Apple, Apple said they had already gotten notice that Facebook was down like in 11,000 different places. I went on and I basically just posted what you just said. I said, fires, floods, hurricanes, is the god of the GOP trying to tell them something?
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe it's just, that thing we call climate change, which is a reality. Maybe it's been falsely represented, but the truth is
right.
The climate is changing and it's being damaged by people. Now, if you want to argue over the particulars, we can do that all day, but I don't think we should because, well, we've only got an hour to work with here. But it's so strange to me, the moral high ground that's taken by some people who have, you know, these little arguments over whether the Pentagon is receiving enough money or not, because now things like the Heritage Foundation are coming out with statements saying that we are dangerously and woefully ill-equipped militarily, despite the fact that we are literally not, you know, people quote all the time, that we spend more than the next 10 governments, in military hardware combined, military costs combined. Realistically, we spend more than one-third of the world's total spending on military. The United States, as it stands, does that, okay? And meanwhile, somehow or other, we're woefully behind. Well, there's two possible theories here. One is, just like we learned recently about the action in Niger, there are many silent wars, and I do mean silent wars by the note that nobody is talking about them, noting them anywhere, mentioning them anywhere, hot engagements around the planet in places that most people could not find on a map and have no idea about, nor the cause or the reason for them. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's that going on, and we may be actually running through some of our resources so quickly that we have to spend nearly one-third of the world's entire military spending budget ourselves. Now, that's a possibility. The other thing is it could just be warmongering and that great social program called the military-industrial complex, which supports a tremendous amount of people in the American economical system, whether we want to admit it or not. What do you think?
I think that it's ridiculous. And when you look at a pie chart of how much of our taxes goes to military spending, it's most of the pie chart. But yet they want to cut Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, health insurance, et cetera, et cetera. And at the same time, we have, and I really like the term, a champagne Congress who's spending millions of dollars to fly, you know, solo on private jets. Trump's golf is already at $72 million to the taxpayer. But hey, let's cut out, you know, let's cut out grandma's food stamps.
Well, you know, not only grandma's food stamps, but notice there's enough money for Mike Pence to go and make a point at a football game.
$250,000.
What's that?
It was $250,000.
Oh, yeah, plenty of money for that. But meanwhile, and by the way, lots of money for engagements in places like Niger and Yemen and all these other wars we're not really supposed to be talking about and stuff that's happening on the African continent. All of that is affordable, but yet they are defunding the CHIP program. In case your listeners don't know, the CHIP program would be, you know, giving health insurance to children. That's not affordable, although it is affordable to give the Pentagon more weapons than they requested, to give Trump more military budget than he asked for, and still to be sitting there and saying, we're not doing enough. We don't have enough military hardware, enough spending going to the military-industrial complex. More, more, more. Interesting. Here's my stock tip, by the way, and I appreciate you allowing me to do this. My stock tip for the week is Raytheon. Buy it. It's going to go up a lot more.
Right, exactly. As long as you bet on the death machine, you got a good investment going there. Well, you know.
No. You can't have any sort of moral compunctions about it. I'm merely giving you the great American, you know what, cost benefit analysis. You're going to live well off of this. It doesn't matter the amount of death, destruction, and misery that you are funding by doing so. But also, it's a jobs program, by the way, because you know what? A lot of people remain employed, creating machines of death. So, hey, it's all good in the American way, so long as you don't have any sort of, you know, morality to you and an idea that, you know, your actions might resonate ever after when you contribute to the delinquency and the demonization, purposeful demonization of, well, the sentiment of an entire population through the U.S. government. No, it's okay.
Well, listen,
as long as you're only concerned with the money.
Right. This is the reason I keep telling everybody to read the book Survival of the Richest by Donald Jeffries. I don't know if you read it yet. But the important thing is he makes it very clear where the economic problems lie and who the real criminals is just by the 1%. And when you read that book and you've got facts and figures in your hands, I said, if every American read this, they would stop fighting each other and take the fight where it belongs.
You know, we keep hoping for that. But, Maria, I don't share your optimism. And here's why. Because it's perfectly acceptable now to watch the Department of Justice switching to a new methodology. Yes, indeed, we're going to have to talk about that shooter in Vegas. But hold on. The Black Identity, right, extremist movement, the BIE, which is linked to the BLM, which, you know, up until a couple of years ago, I thought was the Bureau of Land Management. But anyway, it is now Black Lives Matter. This is all terrorist organizations because they are actually reacting to racial injustices being visited upon them. And individuals might seek to assert their blackness as part of their identity, which, by the way, is the American way. You're supposed to assert your birthright as your identity. I mean, that's the thing. You're supposed to be labeled by how you were born, what your ancestors looked like, etc. This is who you are, isn't it? Well, I thought we were individuals. But anyway, back to it. The Department of Justice under Jeff Sessions is definitely shifting to this and continuously maintaining pressure about, well, just about anything that has nothing to do with, Russian collusion, the infiltration of our entire system, and the influence of a foreign entity by the idiots who are steered by Facebook and other social media platforms to be completely driven by their own, prejudices, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually buy the Russian story because it makes a great deal of sense that that's why they invested so much money into their propaganda outlet, which is Russia Today.
Right. Okay? And it wasn't just Russia. I got a story today for tomorrow's show. About one of the people in Trump's campaign. He spent over, $100 million for fake posts and fake news on all social media platforms and targeting the rural voters, which, by the way, are now turning on Trump. So there was a lot of hocus-pocus going on both sides. And I don't doubt the Russian story because I watched the Dutch documentaries. And it seems that Mueller eventually starts mentioning things I saw in those movies 6 months ago. So maybe we should just send them a copy of those movies.
Well, I think we should send them a bunch of copies of a bunch of things, including, lawsuits from New York City in the 1970s, which don't just only speak to, a racial prejudice amongst, the senior Trump, not being the guy who's the POTUS now, but his father, himself and the rest of the family. But there's a lot of interesting facts and things that came out during that time. And unless somebody comes out and says, I used to have a way of thinking that was really ill-conceived, and I apologize for it, and I've learned, and here's how I've learned, unless somebody comes out and makes that known, I assume that, foundationally they build upon their old way of being. Well, if you take a look back and you think about how these, moral superior, warriors taking the high ground always morally, have to support this guy, kind of amazing.
Well, but now what do you think about the fact that members of the GOP are attacking Trump and vice versa?
Yeah, well, see, to me, again, this is staged opposition to make it look as though, we're not all a big, happy family. But when I'm hearing about the intelligence, the intelligence committees turning around, beginning a conversation, trying to get to the bottom of exactly, which, by the way, interesting story in the past week or so, how they kept saying, well, gee, I don't remember any story about the Russians breaking into voting machines. Well, they certainly attempted to, apparently.
Yeah,
according to certain experts. Anyway, when the intelligence committees meet, which are all, basically ruled over by the Republicans, they somehow change the narrative from what happened with Russia and Trump to, well, gee, shouldn't we still be all over Hillary about her email and stuff?
Right. Meanwhile, six members of Trump's cabinet have already been proven to be using private email servers, not just sending government documents, but even the Trump kids sending copies to the Trump organization. And it's the same, was it John Kelly? They just realized his phone's been bugged and hacked since last June. So, where's the screams for lock him up? Where's the screams going on now about, but her emails? It's the same old crap. It's good for them, but not everybody else.
Well, of course. And you know what? What was the big problem, really, when you broke it down when it came to Hillary and her private email server? Well, it was her disseminating classified documentation in an insecure way, not protecting what? The government secrets, right? And literally, if you're someone who is charged with the protection of government secrets, you can be prosecuted for improperly handling them, disseminating them to unapproved parties, et cetera. There's various laws, actually. And isn't it fascinating that nobody is seeking to investigate that, see what was actually being disseminated on private servers or, through those wonderful and completely insecure Android phones that are hanging around Trump, apparently, and iPhones and things like that, which are, so unhackable, right, Maria?
Right. Tell that to Equifax.
Yeah, well, there you go. An interesting thing I saw, and I'm not even sure if it's true because I haven't had a chance to track it down, but did you see that Equifax is apparently being employed now by the Internal Revenue Service?
Yep, they gave them a contract for $7 million.
Yeah, and was this contract signed after the breach of data?
Yes.
Or was it before?
Yes. Huh. So this is the world we live in. It's like nothing matters. How many more laws does the Department of Justice have to break, let alone Trump, before anybody gets prosecuted? But listen, you know damn well that if it was Obama, he would have been tormented already. He'd be out the door.
Oh, well, they can't even stop jumping all over Obama about why he's not making comments over the Weinstein scandal, right? That I find kind of hysterically funny.
Well, Obama did finally come out today and made a comment, because I did not know that his daughter was interning for Weinstein. And the more I read about this pig Weinstein, who Trump obviously knew and I'm sure partied with and raped alongside of, said, oh yeah, I know him a long time, and it's very believable, or I expected this. And then you had Hillary Clinton come out and say how disgusting what he did was, and that nobody should put up with it. But she might as well have been talking about her own husband.
Well, you know what? But hypocrisy cuts in all directions, doesn't it? Because, you know, if we take a careful gander at the individuals who seem to drop money on these political candidates, especially when they're attempting to purchase influence at the highest levels, I mean, tell me something. Are there corporate interests and individuals all over, I mean, entirely littering these lists that are criminal, despicable, that have bought their way out of being criminal? I mean, how much money do you think Monsanto gives? How much money do you think the big pharmaceutical companies give? I mean, if Loads. We dig it down, you know, what are we looking at? By the way, does anybody want to talk about Jeffrey Epstein? No, of course not, even though he's connected to both Trump and Clinton. Anyway, you know, why bother? Why bother? And what is the big deal about why they needed to make a comment? I mean, you should assume that somebody who is making these tremendous contributions, okay, to any of these political candidates is trying to buy their way out of some criminal activity.
Right.
That's really all it is. I mean, it's Tammany Hall on steroids on a national level.
Well, look how much money the NRA gave to Trump, more money than they ever gave to anybody. I think it was $50 million. And let's not forget, Trump's pro-gun, big-time pro-gun, because he's the one that said, I could shoot somebody in the middle of Times Square and my fans will still love me. And there's many pictures of him pretending to be firing a gun. You know, too bad it's not fired at him. But I wanted to read this because when I saw Trump speaking out against Harvey Weinstein, I thought I would remind people, and yeah, it's dirty, but, and I'm going to read it in its entirety because it was the words of the 45th president of the United States. And here we go. Here we go. Brace yourself. Just a reminder. I did try and fuck her. She was married. I moved on her like a bitch, but I couldn't get there. And she was married. Then all of a sudden I see her. She's not got the big phony tits and everything. I've got to use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the pussy. You can do anything. And people still voted for this pig who has slaughtered women's rights in the 9 months he's been in office.
Well, you know, Maria, I hate to be the one to top you. But if you take a look at just the myriad, I mean, the voluminous amount of time that that Trump spent on the air with a guy named Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah.
There are constantly clips now, you know, kind of cycling out there. And I'm sort of surprised this didn't happen earlier because, quite honestly, I studied Howard Stern years ago, knew about these tapes, knew about Trump's statements. I mean, talking about, you know, fondling his wife in public and who cares, this is a way that, you know, you handle gorgeous women and you know, making cute little statements when Stern asks certain questions, you know, kind of giving a nod, oh, we get along very well. Mm-hmm. You know, this kind of nonsense, sort of acquiescing to this. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Right. Well, what did you think about Ivana Trump saying that she's the real first lady, not Melania?
Well, I find the whole thing hysterical because, you know, look, would the same people that were in total support of Trump. You know, he's a smart businessman. He's a real American, right? It's interesting how supportive they are of his wives in general, you know, and how everything is all cool with them. I think if they were married to men who had the same kind of accents that they do, they would automatically be disqualified as being able to speak in public related to anything on a national scale, first of all. Second of all, I find it extremely fitting that Ivana Trump is sitting there and saying, you know what, I can call him anytime, and I can talk to him whenever I want, and I'm really the first lady because I was the first wife.
All right. Well, I saw a cute meme this morning. It had a picture of four. The one in the corner was Ivana. Then it was, Marla Maples. Then it was Melania. And in the corner, they had him kissing Ivanka. And the words said, starter wife, cheater wife, mail order wife, daughter wife.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a couple of stand-up comedians that gave birth to that meme in recent weeks, who are just like, this is a, and it's being fueled by this. Now, what's fascinating to me is that this is going on. Now, some people point out, well, you know, this is the first guy to have, you know, a new wife going into the White House where, you know, his old wife is not dead. We've had presidents who were married more than once, but generally, you know, the first wife had already died during childbirth or something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But now it's like a freak show. Now it's the ultimate reality show, better than the Kardashians, which I never watch anyway. But we have nothing but trash in the White House now. A very rich trash, but trash nonetheless.
Well, you know what? That's exactly what I'm thinking, is that it fits perfectly with the motif of the reality TV show and the reality star that this guy, you know, apparently was. I don't know. I seem to have missed the train on the phenomena because The Apprentice apparently was a big deal across America. I mean, I dismissed it as, well, why do I want to watch some scumbag firing, you know, first of all, people that were just desperately trying to get jobs and thought that this was the best way to get themselves a good job. But then he did, you know, Celebrity Apprentice and God knows what else and weird stuff. And
I never watched any of it, although I will tell you that my own daughter came in second. She was the second runner-up for The Apprentice.
Really?
But luckily, she didn't get raped by the pig. And I think that they might have, passed her by because she actually was qualified. And maybe not because she was a whore, enough of a whore to qualify. You know, I was reading some of the stuff on Weinstein. Yeah, my daughter did come in second. I was reading on Weinstein and how he forced women to give him blowjobs, how he physically raped them. And yet, people are slamming him and worshiping the president, who's done the same exact things, worse, even on Jeffrey Epstein's Orgy Island with his pal Bill Clinton.
Well, you know, again, nothing to see here because he has that magic R. So therefore, while the Republicans are in charge, there will be nothing done. See, that's the thing that sticks with me over all this, is regardless of the distraction, regardless of the fact that, again, there are the silent wars going on, and who knows, you know, how real the situation is regarding North Korea, which I think they made another statement just a short time ago before we went to our discussion here. You know, the back and forth and two idiots kind of flaming each other on Twitter, and it's great. You know, it's awfully entertaining. I'm wondering how everybody's going to feel when there's real-world consequences to this stuff. You know, the fact that your social programs that people had given them names that, you know, didn't really apply. The Affordable Care Act was Obamacare, so it needed to be destroyed to get rid of any sort of trace of Obama. Okay, fine. I get it. But a lot of people forgot that maybe that's how, you know, when they had cancer, they weren't totally disqualified from receiving any sort of health insurance and getting any kind of relief. Maybe when, you know, somebody else they knew had survived because they had the very minimal amount of health insurance that was, you know, permitted by law, somebody they knew and cared about, you know, maybe when people start to die and people start to be hungry and kids can't get health insurance and there's no money left for anything because it's all been, you know, kicked down into, well, we've given block grants to the states, which can't possibly cover the cost of anything. Maybe maybe, just maybe, when that happens and a real war that can't be ignored seriously breaks out and a lot of body bags start coming home, maybe people realize that they bought into the very same thing that they thought they were avoiding with
right.
this guy.
Oh, if we vote for Hillary, we'll have a war. Well, today I was reading before the show that we already did some jet bomber flyovers on North Korea. North Korea supposedly found Trump's war plans, which also hacked into the war plans against North Korea, which included the decapitation of their leader. And when you look at him wanting to decertify the Iranian deal, why in the hell would North Korea make a deal with the United States that they know we're going to break with Iran?
Well, and an interesting thing to announce publicly that you're going to do this when the Russians and the Chinese, who are key negotiators in there, have already said they're not going back to the table. They're not going to renegotiate this. What do you think that means? That means you have no deal with Iran. Well, I guess that suits people who think it would be a good idea to start trying to slug it out with a nation who could be or is nuclear capable. I guess that's a good idea, especially considering the split government they have, where they sort of have a figurehead, allegedly democratic government, and a theocracy in place, which, yes, it is a theocracy, even though it is Islamic in nature. It is a theocracy that really pulls the strings. I guess it's a good idea to start a war with the people that are not looking to go to war with us. Yeah, I guess that's a good thing, especially given the long history we have.
I mean, what option are we giving them? Make a deal with us or we're going to blow you to kingdom come? You heard Trump the other day. There's Tillerson's wasting his time. There's only one thing that they can deal with them, and you'll have to wait and see. You know, he really still thinks he's running some bullshit reality show. And I just tell people Trump's the ultimate reality show.
Well, and I wonder what his great collection of generals, which still make me nervous, even though nobody else is talking about the fact that he has pretty much acquiesced to the generals being in control of the Pentagon, which is not the way our government is supposed to be. There's supposed to be civilian control over it for a reason. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he's acquiesced to them. And here's the deal. This is coming from the guy who I guarantee you does not understand that, the Korean War was never actually officially ended. Mm-hmm. The reason why we have a North and South Korea in the condition we have today is because the Chinese, before becoming a nuclear-powered nation, I stress this again, before becoming a nuclear power, mm-hmm. stepped in and pushed the American troops back over the border into South Korea. Now, today, they would have a much larger military capability in a conventional sense, and guess what? Probably better nuclear technology than we have. There is no winning in a conflict with them, not to mention the fact that, you would contaminate damage, create all sorts of collateral damage among adjacent nations, including places like Japan, which are not far away, all these people that we have other agreements with, where they're supposed to be our allies and we're supposed to keep things, sort of status quo for them to be able to survive in the environment there in Asia. This would be a serious shift if there is a direct military engagement. And I think for once, the American people might have to understand exactly why they're becoming demons across the planet, why it is the U.S. is viewed in such a negative light across the planet. I think it'll come home very quickly, and we will not be looking at the Islamic terrorist threat domestically, but we may be looking at a very serious backlash from individuals that see us as a destabilizing, bullying, and destructive force in Asia. What will happen when it's not the Islamic terrorists that start attacking us domestically, but maybe, just maybe, there'll be Asian terrorists coming at us? Nobody has a narrative prepared for that one, Maria, I don't think.
Well, it's interesting. You reminded me of a story I covered 20 years ago when I was on regular radio. And I said, well, everybody's worried about the Mexicans, because I'm in Arizona. when I said, well, everybody's worried about the illegal Mexicans coming in through the border. Nobody's talking about how many illegal Chinese are coming in across the border. You know, and I know I was the only one talking about it. We're talking about maybe, I don't know, 1999 when I reported that. You know, and at the same time, Bill Clinton was in China selling us out, further selling us out after George Bush Sr. had already sold us out. And I remember back in those days, everybody was questioning whether or not Bill Clinton's real father was a member of the Li family, a dynastic family in China, and if that's why he was over in China so much. But those are stories that nobody talks about anymore.
Well, you know, look, at this point in time, you know, what are we going to do about it? But at that time, it's amazing because really what we were supposed to be focused on was whether he had perjured himself when being asked whether he cheated on his wife or not, which...
Right, all that crap, and then they put a pimp and a whoremaster, rapist, pedophile, fake Christian in office, an adulterer, a man who's broken every commandment that was written and the ones that weren't, and yet the fake Christian fanatics, the demongelicals, are still supporting this lunatic.
Well, somehow blessed by God to do these things. I have literally been confronted by blogs and statements from religious figures, not the biggest ones yet, but I'm waiting.
It'll come. Got to be patient.
Yeah, but some of the more fringe guys are already stating that, you know, it has been ordained by God himself that Donald Trump is going to be the man who solves the problem, because I'm sure God is worried about Kim Jong-un.
Right. I'm sure God is worried about football players taking a knee, too.
Oh, well, that too. I mean, listen, that's all about you disrespect the flag, and you can't do that because, you know, you make millions of dollars, and therefore we've already bought your silence. I guess he forgets that not everybody can be bought.
Right. First of all, that had nothing to do with the flag. And I would think taking a knee is still respectful. You take a knee when you're in church, you get in communion or whatever. But they twisted that whole story around from the police brutality and murder of blacks in this country to making it about the flag and veterans. And his ignorant fans who never learn or read anything buy it. I mean, they buy it. That's how stupid it is. The dumbing down of America is complete.
Well, you know, because it's all about we need to be afraid of the black identity movement, right? Mm-hmm. And Black Lives Matter, because they shouldn't be protesting out there because they're a terrorist organization. Mm-hmm. They're very, very scary. We need to be ready for them.
Right.
And by the way, any sort of dissent from black people should be very carefully watched. Meanwhile, the largest mass casualty event, you know, mass shooting event ever in history, that guy looks pretty white to me, the alleged shooter.
Well, they had to correct that story's headline because it wasn't the largest shooting event in our history. So they did correct it to modern history. I would think the largest shooting was on the Native Americans when invaders came to this country, and then you had 250 people shot at wounded knees while they were sleeping, women and children. But I guess the red people actually mean less than the black people in this country. So if you're white, you're born right. If you're brown, you're born down. I mean, this is the country we live in. Chuck, hold that thought. We need to take a break. Chuck and I will be right back.
She's been called Paula Revere, the mother of the internet and even a legend. The mouth that roars, roars all truth without any input from corporate, religious, or political affiliations. Bree is in it just like you are. Often imitated but never duplicated. Commercial-free talk providing a real education in a world filled with lies, cover-ups, and propaganda. Subscribe now and encourage your friends to do the same. Feel good about supporting real media that supports you and all life on this planet. Pick a subscription of your choice and get started on the journey down the rabbit hole. If you are financially challenged or a senior on a limited income, please send an email to maria@maria.net and she will work something out for you. There's never been a more dangerous or exciting time to be alive. Education is a necessity now. Stay informed. Subscribe today at www.meria.net.
Okay, welcome back to Hell and High Water with myself and Chuck Ocelli. Yes, you're listening to two Italians, so we have different views than a lot of WASP in this country. Certainly different from blacks or reds or yellows. Wasn't that what one of Trump's people was referring to them as this week?
Yeah.
And so we see things a little differently. You know, to me, if you look at every mass shooting and the real crazy shootings, the school shootings, you know, most of them false flags, but that doesn't mean people don't get killed. The real terrorists are white Christian males in this country.
Well, up until very recently, the Justice Department, you know, has all sorts of special departments to deal with specific threats that are, you know, large enough to have a department devoted to them, right? Well, you know, there never was the need, and I'm sure it's going to be justified and put out there very, very soon. There never was the need, and even in modern times here, we don't have the need for a special Islamic group among the FBI. We still don't have a black American group, you know, not a legal one. I mean, we had COINTELPRO, and I guarantee you we are going to have COINTELPRO 2.0 very soon. It might take us another decade before we figure it out, but you know, get ready to watch Jeff Sessions work. There's a reason why he's putting up with the crap. Anyway, but there always has been a need to have a department devoted to right-wing extremists.
Mm-hmm.
No left-wing extremists.
Right. The FBI this week finally classified them as a terrorist group and say they're more dangerous than ISIS.
Oh, yeah, yeah, finally. But that's not what you hear about, is it? And as we were going to break there, we talked about, you know, the white guy shooter and, you know, the largest mass shooting event in American history having to be corrected to the largest mass shooting event in modern American history. Well, you know, there was a bunch of things that went on, the Civil War.
Right.
And, as you know, I mean, a lot of little events like that, you know, here on in the time that we could consider American history. It's still fascinating to me that we are a country that has violence as part of our culture.
Mm.
You know, and I'm not for taking away people's guns. I'm not for the idea of controlling every type of weapon and only police need guns because we can trust them with them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm definitely not for any of that, but I got to tell you something. There is something deeply ill in the American character that that again I think is born of the fact that we were, you know, we're standing on the blood-soaked and ash-filled earth, okay, of people that were genocidally destroyed. I think that this is the karma that comes back to us now. I think that the untold body counts of many who were, you know, basically considered not important enough to go and prosecute people over, enforce decency over, you know, which was actually a more remarkable thing than even in the time of slavery. Because in the time of slavery, believe it or not, in many southern states, there were rules that you had to abide by about the way you handled your slaves. Now, of course, you know, people break rules. I mean, they get away with that and all. But, I mean, many states, you actually had certain minimal standards by which you were supposed to treat your slaves.
Right.
However, in the 20th century, people were murdered wholesale, and no one was held accountable. There wasn't a set of rules. There wasn't a sort of, you know, a pretense of guidelines for anybody to behave by when committing, you know, terrorist acts like lynching people, like burning down, you know, entire sections of town, like bombing churches and things like that, which, you know, although I'm kind of all for bombing the building, I'm not for killing the people. You know, there was no pretense about it. And people got to understand that this violence, which becomes acceptable given the racial discernment, right? Because, you know, black people, it's okay to kill them. And, gee, it's a big wonder that there's a Black Lives Matter movement. Of course, I believe that no lives matter to the overall system. You and I have discussed that many times.
Right.
But, you know, it's an honest reaction. But let's label them terrorists. Let's label other people as them, first of all. you know, until we get over a couple of things in this country, there's going to be no real progress. And I don't mean it in the sense of being a progressive. I mean actual progress. Until we get honest about the racist and racialist, which there are two slightly different things there, racist and racialist foundation, along with the bloody and violent foundation of the, you know, pseudo culture that is America. Unless we get honest about that, we are going to accomplish nothing.
Absolutely.
As far as progressing.
Absolutely. Well, you know, that was another meme I was able to share this morning. When it comes to this whole bullshit with the football players taking a knee. And I think this is excellent, and I know it's true, because I've been there. 8 million Jehovah's Witnesses don't salute the flag. 200,000 Amish don't stand for the national anthem. One black man kneels respectfully, and all hell breaks loose. Now you know why he's kneeling.
Yeah. This is true, isn't it? You know, the Amish, say what you will about them, and there is a, you know, an interesting history to those people, but not wanting to see mustaches on their men, you know, not wanting to have any sort of buttons on the fronts of their shirts that are shiny, things like that, anything resembling the military, they want no part of.
What's interesting, also no vaccines, and they have no ADHD or autism amongst their children.
Yeah, that's fascinating, isn't it?
A little fact people don't know, but you know, when I was a kid, I was raised a Jehovah's Witness. So for us, standing or saluting the flag was against our religion because they considered it putting another god before your god. Idolatry. Now, Chuck, you got to understand, I'm in a Catholic Italian neighborhood, okay? My family, me and my sisters, we were called communists, we were beaten up, we were shoved, we were laughed at, et cetera, et cetera. Now understand too, I was an extreme patriot. I loved America. I loved all those anthems and songs. I was probably the only kid that knew the words, but I wasn't allowed to even sing them. And now, of course, all these years later, I'm glad I never did, because now I know too much. Do you know what I mean? So in those days, it was a religious thing. And believe me, we didn't even have to stand for it. You know, we all had permission to just sit. And even when I dropped religion, even when I went to some of my kids' events or my grandchildren's events, and everybody had to stand to salute the flag, which I don't understand, okay? I would not stand and I would not salute till this day, which used to upset my kids. They were afraid what would people think. And I stood there and said, I don't give a shit what people think. I wouldn't bow down to this thing for $1 million. So if people want to claim their religion, I know every religion tells you not to put any gods before your God. And now we're making a big deal over the flag of the East India Tea Company.
Yeah, in one way or another, which, by the way, in its current configuration, I say this everywhere I go, is literally a military banner. Mm-hmm. It is not the civil flag that should be flying in this country because we've been in a constant state of war or almost our entire existence. Mm-hmm. This is the reality. If you don't believe me, go ahead and run a search engine thing. I don't like to ever suggest the G word here. But go ahead and run a search engine on something called the civil flag. You'll find that it does not look like the military banner which they are telling you to pledge allegiance to. Say that slowly. Pledge allegiance. And go ahead and look up those words and figure out what that phrase actually means.
Right.
And then tell me that this is not actually placing the government in a position of, you know, authority that is like that of a god.
Right.
And for those of you that say, well, I'm an atheist and I'm not involved in this conversation, if you're pledging allegiance to that flag, your government is your god. Welcome to religion.
Exactly. Well, let's not leave out the maritime flags. In our courtrooms, when they have the gold trim on it, you're under maritime law and not constitutional law. But people don't understand that. You know, you got to look at why is that gold fringe on the flag? It's not just there to make it look pretty. But you know, this is the whole big issue.
Doesn't that make it the flag of the commander-in-chief directly if it has the gold fringe on it?
I don't know. From what I understand, it puts us under like more like a one-world order system in there, and more of, you know, back to motherland, the UK. But, you know, it's all bullshit is the way I see it. You know, people are worried about people taking a knee. Well, we have a maniac in office who doesn't pay his taxes, who's against his own government, who's destroying this country from the inside out. And nobody is getting involved and caring about that because they're worried about their precious flag.
Well, they're worried about their precious flag. And meanwhile, as I was telling you before we went to this recording, there are so many people that are now tripping over themselves trying to figure out exactly what conspiracy theory they need to create, to generate, in order to justify their support for this lunatic that I still swear must be cognitively disabled in some way. I mean, I can't see how a rational and remotely reasonable human being could behave the way he does. But anyway, and I'm trying to be generous here by thinking that senility might be setting in.
No, he's a total whack job. And you know, one of the other things, I'm sure you read it, but who, you know, you can't. If you didn't, I don't blame you because there's just too much news out there. But this whole idea of the players coming out and standing for the flag is new. It started in 2009. When the Pentagon started paying the NFL to get them out on the flag so they could use it as, you know, nationalistic fervor to drum up recruitment for the service. But up until 2009, those teams didn't even come out on the green until they were ready to play.
Well, they needed to buy it there because, you know, in for years and years in baseball, they started, you know, doing the whole thing, especially post 9/11. Of making sure to make a big point out of the players showing reverence during the playing of the anthem.
Right.
You know, still, I guess, you know, pitchers got to keep warming their arm. But other than that,
right.
If you notice, they were kind of the forerunner. But, see, baseball's not American enough a game any longer. You know, football is the big ticket item when it comes to bread and circus nowadays. So it makes perfect sense that they have the most, what, recruitment commercials for, you know, all of the services, primarily the Navy, it looks like to me, from what I could gather. But seems to me like they have a great relationship with the military recruitment arm.
Mm-hmm.
And, I did see that story, and I have memories of them observing the anthem earlier on, but it's been so many years since I paid serious attention to any of this, you know, arena sports.
Have whoever's in charge of the NFL saying that he's probably going to give in to Trump and insist that all players stand for the national anthem. Now, you got to get, I would say, easily 80% of their players are black. All they have to do is go on strike. Okay, if they have no players, you have no football, which doesn't pay taxes, which Trump already commented on, who also doesn't pay taxes. So the hypocrisy is off the charts. But, you know, when you talk about baseball, nobody made a big flack over Jackie Robinson. I mean, if people don't know who Jackie Robinson was, absolutely look it up. Look what he went through as one of the first black baseball players. Blacks have always been treated less than, and they still are. They have a valid right to be pissed off and protest.
Mm. Well, and here's the thing. You know what? The NFL is a private organization, and let's be honest. If they don't want to have players that behave in a certain way when they're representing their brand, they can certainly cycle them out and deal with them, you know, contractually, and that's something that can be done. What amazes me more than anything, because here's the thing, it almost sounds like I'm willing to support the big corporate scumbag here, but quite honestly, let's face it, if you don't behave a certain way when you're representing their organization, and it is a private institution, they can handle it how they wish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a good point about them going on strike, but here's the thing that I think will override that. There's plenty of guys that didn't make the cut who would be more than happy to come on in. And I think they would still have a decent amount of retention. It's not all players in the NFL who are of color, let's just say, who are on the side of taking a knee or whatever else. But to me, this is a big waste of time.
Well, it's a distraction. It's a distraction, just like he puppethead Mike Pence, who I think it was Jimmy Kimmel who said he's like a white noise machine. Well, he rolls out the white noise machine whenever he wants to. To spend, waste a quarter of $1 million to bring that idiot there. And he knew he was going to walk out because he told the reporters not to come in, to wait outside in their vans because he was probably going to come out quick. Mm-hmm. So it was all staged for the idiots in the audience who were going to start fighting with each other, just like on Planet of the Apes, and just get used by these people. And even if they brought in their second layer of players, okay? Obviously, they weren't picked for the front line for a reason. So if they get shitty players, they're going to lose money because nobody's going to want to watch football. So, you know, they need to just shoot themselves in the foot, although there's some team owners that did take a knee with their teams because they understand this is not about the flag or our veterans. There's a lot of veterans that say this is their right. This is what I fought for. But they want to, it's like this particular administration twists things so unbelievably twisted that it makes all the rest before them look mild.
Right. And once again, you know what the distractions are for. I hate to sound like a broken record, but we are engaged all across the planet in absolutely attempting to dominate various regions, generally for their resources, generally for the sake of doing it, to create new and interesting ways in which we could continue to sell. Because let's not forget, not only is the U.S. military the largest and most best-equipped military in the world, but we're also the most prolific arms dealers on the planet. So, you know what? Maybe you have to buy American weapons of war to deal with the American troops who also have to buy American weapons of war to deal with your troops who have now been engaged because of the American weapons of war. Do you see a pattern emerging?
Yeah, did you see that old movie? Right now it's old. I think it was called Lords of War with Nicolas Cage.
You know, you are the third person to tell me that I should see this movie.
Oh, you have to see it because it's just what you just said. It's exactly what you just said. And, listen, predictive programming, but sometimes Hollywood gets something right and actually tells you the truth. You know, I'm going to be curious to see this new Tom Cruise movie about Barry Seal.
I have mixed feelings about that because that is a story which needs to be told, certainly. But then again, I don't know what it is. Tom Cruise just makes me cringe. But I'm actually happy that it's being put out.
Right. Listen, we don't have too many minutes left because it's impossible to cover even the short list that I made to talk to you about. I know that we wanted to talk about Vegas, but I think that could take about 20 hours. The very fact that the story keeps changing already is confirmation that it was a false flag in my mind. The sheriff in Las Vegas said there were multiple shooters, so I don't know how they're going to backtrack that because it's on video. And it took them 81 minutes to go into this guy's room, even though a guard warned them 10 minutes before he started shooting into the crowd. Nothing was done with that. So they want, to me, it's let it happen on purpose or made it happen on purpose.
Well, and either way, it's advantageous to those that want to push certain narratives. But as you said, very difficult to break down. Still, we have the security guard was shot 6 minutes before. How come nobody reacted?
Right.
Oh, well, look at the superstar policeman who did barge in on him and like a SWAT team. And my God, Maria.
Well, the other story I saw was that he went up in a freight elevator, which is reserved for high rollers. Now, listen, you know, my life has taken me in a lot of weird turns, but I ended up working with high rollers in Vegas several years ago. They don't go up in freight elevators, okay? They go up in elevators that look like they were crafted by the hand of God, and they go to floors that no one else in the casino has ever seen will ever be allowed in, because I worked with them for over a year.
and escorted by employees of the casino to assist them with their various needs.
Absolutely. We got in that elevator. We had two people, and it was just me and my business partner. We had two people with us at all times. I had a little gold button on my shirt that was, you know, depicted you were a high roller. Even though I never gambled, I was working there. We had our own, they had their own rooms to gamble in. They have their own restaurants no one else will ever see or eat in. It's like a Vegas, an invisible Vegas on top of Vegas. And I was stunned by what I had seen.
Well, and it makes the story even stranger. But you know what the weird thing to me is over and over again? First of all, his father was a criminal. That is irrelevant.
So was Trump's.
What's that?
So was Trump's father. What does that mean?
Well, again, irrelevant, you know. Mm-hmm. But Trump actually worked with his dad. I don't think this guy was out robbing banks with his.
Right.
But back to it. You know, if he's a criminal, his father was a criminal, okay, fine. The other weird part of this story is that, you know, gee, people want to keep saying, well, I don't understand why he would do this. He was doing so well financially, as if that is the only thing
right.
that prevents one from becoming unhinged.
Right.
Wow. We need to deal with that subject one day, you and I, Maria.
Well, Chuck, we'll have to do that on our next show, if we have a next show, at the rate we're going.
Right.
But we're pretty much out of time, and we didn't even get started. I feel like we didn't even get started. But I'm so glad to talk to you, because it's nice to talk to somebody who has a brain in their head, because I spent time over the weekend talking to some people that don't. And I realized that the wealthy are 100% behind Trump. You can't talk to the wealthy about Trump, because their only concern is their pocketbook. So again, I'm going to tell my audience, Survival of the Richest. If you didn't get it yet, buy 10 copies. Give them out to everyone you know. Start a book club over it, because that's the only thing that's going to change this country. Chuck, I'm sorry to blow you off so soon. I feel like we just got started.
It's okay. You know what? If people just go to my website and visit and take a look at what it is I'm doing, and who knows, maybe we'll have a part two of this very, very soon. I'll bring you on my show.
Okay. I'm in. Just let me know when. All right, Chuck,
absolutely.
I'll talk with you soon. Everybody get over to Ocelli.com. Support the very few, less than one handful of real alternative media out there that isn't making you a psychotic, that can actually educate you and maybe make you laugh a little too. So I'll talk to you soon, Chuck.
Thanks, Maria.
My pleasure. Chuck Ocelli, and there you go, hell and high water. Oh, my God, I got so heated over this. Anyway, tomorrow I've got tons of news, so you're going to want to stay tuned. Please get your friends to subscribe to the show, donate to the show. Money's been down, and listen, as long as I can do this, I mean, I'm getting hit by bots on every site I have every day. I don't know how much longer I'll be allowed to do what I do. But while I am, support it. Anyway, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.